每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
12月25日，圣诞之日。当那些日子，凯撒奥古斯都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。这是居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候头一次行报名上册的事。众人各归各城报名上册，约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。路加福音二章一到七节。上帝只不过把凯撒奥古斯都当作一个木偶一般使用了一下，上帝也不在乎居里纽或者希律到底要干些什么。早在那些人换尿片之前，上帝就已经设定了自己的计划。一位君王，真正的君王，将要从世界上一个生活在底层角落里的卑微女子而生，好叫世界上心灵破碎的人都来就近他，拥抱他，这位全能的救主。让我们一同祷告。主耶稣，谢谢你谦卑地来到人间，让我可以亲近你。阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
December 25th, Christmas Day. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria.All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now obviously pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born.She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. Luke 2, verses 1 through 7. God used Caesar Augustus like a puppet, and he wasn't concerned about Quirinius complicating things or Herod stopping the show. He had set this plan in motion long before any of those men changed their diapers. A king, the only true king, was going to be born to a humble girl in a lowly corner of the world in the midst of fragility, so that the broken people of the world could draw near and embrace their almighty Savior. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming in a way that draws me to you. In your name I pray. Thank you.